All right, Benny Bloss, Salt Lake City 3. Why did you clean out Kyle Cunningham, bro? What happened
first
there?
First off, okay. Let me take you through the situation.
Okay.
I just passed Baggett, right?
Yeah.
I think I passed him in loops, maybe. And I was like, I need to try to get away from him. And I was rushing stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, I thought maybe I could get to the rut, like, because he was in the top rut, right? He was going to the top rut, and I thought there was, like, a rut below it, and I thought maybe I could get there, but I just came in way too hot, and then I went over the rut, and it went downhill from there.
And poor Kyle.
Like, yeah, the last thing I want to do is take out somebody. I don't want to take myself out. I don't want to take out somebody, but if I do want to take out somebody, I'm not going to take out somebody that I like.
Yes.
I'd rather take out somebody I don't like. Like, I like Kyle.
And you're not going to take out a lapper also. He was getting lapped.
No. Right. Like, if I'm battling for fifth, I might take the guy out for fifth.
Dude.
On the last lap.
You know what's crazy is you got up and you almost caught Blake again.
Yeah.
You're riding one.
Yeah. And I was like, can you maybe fix part of this bike? And he's like, no.
What do you mean?
12.
Really?
I broke my back fender. But it was like sticking straight up. It kept hitting me in the butt. But no, I felt so good too. And then honestly, I just rode like an idiot. The incident with Cunningham was 100% my fault, obviously. And
yeah.
I was just an idiot. I was impatient. I tried to go over to like walk by his place because I was going to say sorry, but he wasn't out. I felt terrible, but.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kyle, if you're listening to this, I'm really sorry. I did not mean to.
And are you saying Derrico refused to do repairs on the motorcycle?
No, it's not like he refused to do repairs. He was just like, that thing's broken. He's like, you got to go. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. I probably should go.
Hey, you know what? I didn't notice you in the only practice we had, but in the heat, you also rode well. I felt like you were on it. You moved forward in the heat. So, like, right from, I don't know how practice went for you, but you had to have been feeling good right from the start.
Practice did not go really well for me.
Okay.
I put in maybe 2 fast laps and they were both terrible. I think I was 17th or 18th maybe. Cause I just didn't ride laps, but the heat race, I felt great. And then, like I said, the main event, like, started off pretty rusty, but then I felt like I got into a good groove. I felt solid. And then just a brain fart, I guess. I don't know. I had, got some hate on social media, which I guess I deserve it, but people make mistakes, you know, like,
yeah, man. Yeah. Leave me alone.
I'm not the first person to make a mistake and take somebody out like they shouldn't have.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. This was your best ride of the 3 Salt Lakes, I think, so far. And was it conditions or is there something else do you think that turned the corner for you bike wise or physical wise or anything else? Like why was this your best one? And do you anticipate that going forward, you'll be riding this well?
I think it was kind of a mixture of conditions with just, I'm getting used to the altitude. My body's finally getting used to the altitude. I'm feeling good. I just feel better each time I get on the bike. I really want to get better than 13th on Wednesday.
So yeah. That'd be great. Right.
13 is not what I want.
But still, this was the best one you rode by far.
Yeah. I felt like I was not very good the first one. And then the second one I was really happy with. I felt like I was good until the end of the main. Like I felt like I was solid all the way through. Derrico said that it was the first time he's ever seen me in a supercross main where I'm actually like still strong at the end.
Yeah.
And then today felt really good. So if I can just keep that going into Wednesday. I feel like the track's probably going to be the best that it has been on Wednesday with the weather being a little cooler and the dirt's going to be nice and wet to work with. So
yeah, exactly. Right. Have you been enjoying Salt Lake so far?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Your dad and I have been broing down, by the way, cause he's at this undisclosed location in Salt Lake City. So we've been broing down.
Yeah. Jeff Bloss, my father, likes to talk to everybody. So
he bought me dinner.
No.
Love
That's
it.
Nice.
Yeah. It's awesome. Right.
Yeah.
So
good for him. Good for you.
All right, Benji. Hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Good job. We'll see you on Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.